on your Mountain of Rock Q94. Tiger Football is brought to you in part by Bailey Chevrolet, CHC Home Center,
Dependable Jewelry Repair,
Crowley's Homeworks, Medlock's Body Shop, Simmons Bank, State Farm Insurance, see Justin Shelby, and West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Tiger Football on your Mountain of Rock, Q94.
And good evening. Curtis Ballou here with you for Houston Tiger Football. We have Dylan Groves back in the studio assisting on production, and we have my wife, Hannah Ballou, on stats. She was voluntold all season long to be here. We are here again, like I said, in Ava, as the Houston Tigers have traveled over once again. It is basically deja vu for the Tigers. I had to travel over to Ava in week six to face the Bears. And that game was a final of 43-7 with the Bears winning. Wasn't close for any of it. Big plays started off the night for the Bears, and they were able to take control and pretty much stay in control of the game the whole way. I believe it was 36-0 at halftime, so not much scoring with the turbo clock in the second half. But we are here for a district matchup tonight. Number 3 seed Ava Bears versus the number 6 Houston Tigers. And other district matchups, we have Fair Grove hosting Willow Springs, Liberty hosting Springfield Catholic, and Thayer hosting Clover. So two games have quite a big bit of traveling to deal with, and then the other two, not too much. And like I said, it's deja vu, as it's pretty much destined to be.
Houston was going to pick somebody
in the districts with already seeing them once in this season, because Fairgrove and Clover are the only two teams in the district that Houston had not seen this year. So it looks like we have the coin toss, and we're getting players ready to go, huddling up on the sidelines, and ready to see what Houston can change about the first matchup. Our unofficial stats had Ava at about 400 yards of offense. Hunter Adams had most of that, 21 carries for 182 yards and a couple touchdowns, I believe. And he had, I think, more yards by himself than Houston had as a team. So hopefully Houston is able to key on Adams and make, if someone's going to hurt them, it's going to be someone other than Adams. Ava will receive. We have both teams on the field. Dylan Shelton will be doing the kicking for the Tigers here tonight. We have the whistle, and the kick is up to the right side, and it's going to go out of bounds, so that'll be legal procedure, and Ava will start with the ball at the 35-yard line for the first possession of the night. Houston defense is trotting out onto the field. And I believe there's been a number change for Houston. I don't have a number 5 on the roster, but a number 5 is heading out onto the field for defense. Actually, they're going to decline the penalty, and we're going to re-kick. All right. Not sure. Okay, now they're moving it back. So instead of the kickoff from the 40, we'll be kicking off from the 35-yard line. Not sure why the penalty was declined. You usually don't see that too often. So Dylan Shelton has it teed back up, and he'll do the kicking once again to start this game. Already an oddity. It's not Halloween anymore, but we still have some odd things happening. He gets it more down the middle this time, and it looks like Merritt's going to pick it up at about the 20, 25-yard line. He's out to midfield before he's knocked out of bounds. So he's going to get to about the Ava 48-yard line. So that's where the Bears will start their first offensive possession. So it worked out for Ava as they gained about 13 yards to start this possession. Ava's a run-heavy offense. They run the option. So they'll have a fullback, which is usually Adams, but he's not in the backfield right now. They have two wide receivers, one to the far side and one to the near. Hayden Lane is the quarterback, and he's a lefty. We'll see how much throwing he does. He hands off, fakes the handoff to the fullback, and he is taken down immediately, possibly a gain of one from the 48-yard line. Gain of one for Lane. So it'll be second down and nine. And I'm not seeing Hunter Adams on the field right now, so I'm not sure if there's an injury involved or anything like that. But surprising to say the least. Same formation for the Bears. Lob goes in motion. They fake the handoff to the fullback and toss it to Merritt, and he goes around the left side, far side, for a gain of about six, I believe. He got from the 49 of Ava to the Houston 46. So it'll be third and four. So a gain of about five there, five or six. Third down and four. Still have not seen Hunter Adams in this game. Not able to catch the jersey number of the fullback right now. And Merritt goes in motion. They try to get the Tigers to jump offside, but that doesn't happen. So Merritt walks back to his wing position, and they look to the sideline for the play call. Look at their wristbands. Lane takes the snap, takes the handoff again, hands off to Merritt instead of the fullback. And Merritt's going to get hit, but he's going to push his way past the yard marker, and he's going to get to about the 41-yard line. So a gain of five, and that's a Bear first down. Clock will stop with the first down markers being moved. First and 10 from the 41 for Ava. Looks like number 26 is the fullback right now. That's Gunnar Evans. Able to catch his jersey number as he looks to the sideline. Lane takes a snap, hands off to Evans this time up the middle. He's going to get hit at the line of scrimmage, but pushes way forward to about the 37-yard line. So a gain of four for Evans there. It'll be second down and six. Gain of four for Evans. Down to about the 37-yard line. Same formation, nothing has changed for Ava. Merritt goes in motion. They hand off to Evans right up the middle once again. And a pile ends up down to the... They're going to get down to about the 28-yard line. So a gain of about 10 there, if my math is correct. And it's first and 10 from about the 28-yard line. No formation change for the Bears. Wide receiver to either side and two wings in the fullback. Merritt goes in motion. Lane hands off to Evans up the middle. Short gain this time, maybe two. Down to the 26-yard line, a gain of two for Evans. And it'll be second down and eight from the 26. Bears look to the wristbands for the play call each time. Swearingen is one of the wide receivers, and I believe number 10, Jeremiah Browning, is the other receiver. I don't think we saw him in the last matchup. They move in tight, and they fake the handoff to Evans, handoff to Loeb, and he wiggles his way down to the 17-yard line. So a gain of about nine there for Loeb. And it'll be first and 10 from the 17. We have about 9 minutes to go in the first quarter. The Bears have had possession this whole game, and we do not have a score yet. Two wide receivers to the near side now. Lane goes in motion, or under center, hands off to Evans up the middle, and he's going to get about to the 10-yard line. So a gain of seven for Evans. Second down and three for the Bears. From the 10-yard line, 8.5 minutes to go. Two wide receivers to the near side once again for the Bears. two wings and a fullback. Lane goes under center, takes a snap, fakes. Oh, he does hand off to Evans. He faked me out. Short gain down to the 8-yard line, so a gain of 2 for Evans. Third and 1. And the board is all kinds of messed up tonight. They're inside the 10-yard line. They have it as inside the have it on the 13. So it's from the 8-yard line, third and 1. Wide receiver to either side now. Lane goes under center. Lob goes in motion. They hand off to Evans up the middle. And they haven't signaled for a first down yet. Still don't have a signal for a first down. It'd be first and goal anyway. And I believe it'll be fourth and inches. No, they do give them a first down. So first and goal from about the 6-yard line. And the board is still messed up. They have it at the 12. We have 7.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Wide receivers are in tight. And the Bears are looking to the sideline and now the wristbands for the play call. Evans is the fullback. Adams has not been seen tonight. He was in uniform. I have not seen him yet. They hand off up the middle to Evans. And he may have got a yard. We'll give him no gain as they still have it marked as the 6-yard line, so it'll be second and goal from the 6-yard line. Wide receivers are still in tight on this formation, two wings and a fullback. Aiden Lane, the quarterback, goes under center. Merritt goes in motion. Lane takes the snap. Keeps it himself. He's fighting for some yardage, but he's going to be taken down before getting into the end zone. They're going to mark him at about, I believe, the 3-yard line. So a gain of 3 for Lane. And it'll be third and goal from the 3-yard line for the Bears. They have chewed about 6 minutes off the clock in this game so far. Two wide receivers, one to the far and one to the near side. The near side is way out wide. Two wings and a fullback. Lane under center. He's going to do a quarterback sneak, and I think they may have got the push for him to be in. And he is in. So touchdown Aiden Lane on a 3-yard quarterback sneak. And the score is 6-0 here in the first quarter. We have 5:52 to go. Pending the extra point or 2-point conversion, we'll see what that is. So Ava, with a somewhat of a short field, still took 6 minutes off the clock. I believe that drive was 52 yards, so it took them 6 minutes to do 52 yards, and that's kind of what they like to do anyway. Offense stays on the field, so they will be going for a 2-point conversion. Everybody's in tight. They fake the handoff to Evans and toss to Merritt around the left side, and he's going to be in. So 2-point conversion is successful. It's 8-0 with 5:52 to go in the first quarter. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Q94, your home of Houston Tiger football.
Want to make a lasting impression with your business? Elevate your brand with creative design and printing services from the Ozark Horse Trader. Business cards that leave a mark. Exquisite business stationery that speaks class. Envelopes that make a statement. Invitations that captivate. Your choices are limitless. The Ozark Horse Trader's professional typesetting and design services will set you apart. And top-notch printing and finishing will bring your vision to life. The Ozark Horse Trader. Your vision on print. In West Plains and at OzarkHorseTrader.com.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
We received a bid to begin this game. They marched down the field 52 yards and took 6 minutes and 8 seconds off the clock and get a touchdown and a 2-point conversion. So with 5:52 to go in the first quarter, they lead 8-0 in this district matchup, the 3 seed versus the 6. Ava is the 3, Houston is the 6 seed. With the way Ava's offense tries to work, you have to be efficient with your own offense, and that did not happen in this last matchup. Houston had a couple turnovers and weren't able to get into a rhythm and be consistent and stay on the field with their offense. So that needs to change tonight for them to have a chance. Short kick in number 31. Cason Woolsey falls on it at about the 33-yard line for Houston. A little bit of a squib kick there. So first offensive possession of the night for the Tigers will start at about the 33-yard line. DJ Riley and the Tiger offense huddle up at about the 25-yard line, and they are to the near side here. And there has been a number change, like I mentioned, number 5. Not sure what number he previously wore, but he looks to be a tight end at this point. Split back formation of running back on either side of Riley, and they hand off to Arthur around the far side. Gain of about 3 down to the 36. So a gain of 3 for Arthur, second down and 7 from the 36-yard line. I don't have that update for the jersey number switch, so I'll do the best I can with who that is. Riley takes the snap out of shotgun formation. He's going to run it himself this time. He had Arthur to the right of him. And a short gain down to the 38-yard line. So a gain of 2 for Riley. And it's 3rd and 5 from the 38-yard line. Got to convert here to be able to not allow Ava to get control of this game. They had the ball for 6 minutes, and Houston has barely had it for a minute so far. Riley brings the play call in from the sideline. In shotgun formation, 2 wide receivers to the near side. Running back to the left of Riley. McCarthy comes in motion. Arthur's looking to fake the pass. Play action. Hands off to Arthur or Jordan. Jordan's around the right side, far side, down to the 40-yard line. That's the 40 of Ava. So a gain of 22 for Bryson Jordan there. Actually, they mark him out at the 43. So a gain 19 for Jordan. Still a big gain. And by the looks of how things went there, number 5, whoever that is with that jersey switch, is learning a new position. He was looking to the sideline for advice on what to do there. Jordan lines up next to Arthur again, and he takes the handoff again, and now he's going to get down inside the 40-yard line, down to the 38, I believe, so a gain of 5 for Jordan on that carry. It'll be second down and 5 from the 43. We have about 3 minutes and 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. Ava leading 8-0. 2 wide receivers to the near side, a tight end and a wing, and a running back to the left of Riley in shotgun formation. They fake the handoff to Jordan, handoff to McCarthy on a little reverse play, and he's going to get down to the 46, I believe. Actually, he's going to be inside. He's going to be into the 36-yard line. Gain of 3 there for McCarthy, number 10, and it'll be 3rd down and 4. I think I had my yard markers a little jumbled there. We're inside the 40-yard line now. Riley brings in the play from the sideline, and we're going to have a tight formation. A running back is Arthur next to Riley. He takes a direct snap, and he's going to get down to the 32-yard line, I believe. So a gain of about 5 there for Arthur, and that'll be 1st and 10 from the 32-yard line for Houston. Two and a half minutes to go in the first quarter. As Houston is able to keep this drive going, tight formation again. Arthur is the running back to the right of Riley again in shotgun formation. Try to get the Bears to jump offside. Not successful. Riley takes a snap. He's going to run it himself. He's up the middle, breaks a tackle, and he's around the near side. And he might have a touchdown, and he is. No one's going to catch him. DJ Riley, 32-yard touchdown run. I don't see a penalty on the field at all. And I think that's exactly what this Tiger offense needed. pending the extra point or two-point conversion, we may have ourselves a game here in the first quarter with 2:12 to go. Ava leading 8-6, and it looks like we are going to go for a two-point conversion. We have Riley still on the field. So we're going to have two wide receivers to the far side, a running back to the right of Riley. Takes the snap. He's looking to pass, and he's looked for Arthur and is actually picked off, I believe, but we're not going to do anything with that. So after the 32-yard touchdown run by DJ Riley, we have an 8-6 score with 2:12 to go in the first quarter. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Q94, your home of Houston Tiger football.
With all the rain, wind, and hail, it may be time to check out your roof. A new roof is more energy efficient and can improve your home's value. If it's time for a new roof, CHC has two major brands of shingles in stock, right here, right now. Metal roofing options are available to order, including textured and standing seam. Get roofing materials at CHC in Cabool, Houston, and Mountain Grove.
CHC Home Center, right here, right now.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
Back here in Ava with an 8-6 score. Ava leading. They took 6 minutes on their 52-yard drive and got a two-point conversion. Houston had a 67-yard drive starting at the 33-yard line and capped it off with a 32-yard touchdown run by C.J. Riley. He broke a couple tackles and went around the near side, and no one was able to catch him. The two-point conversion was unsuccessful, so that's why we have an 8-6 score. Dylan Shelton kicks off for the Tigers, and it's to the right side. It's going to be caught at about the 20-yard line. They do a little reverse, and Merritt's still on his feet, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds at about the 41-yard line. So Ava will start at about the 41-yard line, I believe. Now we have referees matching up with the yard marker, so it is the 41 with 2:03 to go in the first quarter. That drive is exactly what Houston needed to not have a complete deja vu of last matchup where Ava was able to take control pretty early. Ava offense is on the field, two wide receivers, one to the near and far side, two wings. Merritt goes in motion, but they hand off to Evans up the middle, a short gain of about one for Evans. So he's to the 42-yard line. Actually, they're going to mark him at the 43, so a gain of two. Second and eight here for the Bears. Under 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Houston probably needed that drive after a heartbreaker last week. I caught the end of the game as I was on assignment elsewhere, but it was a defensive battle against Liberty, and they ended up being a 6-0 score, but the score was with 9 seconds left and a 46-yard run by a Liberty quarterback. Loeb on the carry, short gain, maybe a gain of one for Loeb. I'm going to be saying that, mixing it up each game or each time. Gain of about one on the carry for Loeb, third and seven. We have about a minute to go in the first quarter. Ava is a team that will take their time no matter what. Wide receivers are in tight. They hand off up the middle to Evans once again on third down, and he's going to be brought down at about the 47. So a gain of three on third and seven, and it's fourth and four from the 44 or 47 for Ava. They bring in some substitutions. Again, we've not seen Hunter Adams, the big fullback for Ava. We do have, they're going to punt. We have Aiden Lane out as a wide receiver who's normally a quarterback, and Aiden Hutchinson is on to punt for the Bears, and it is a terrible punt. Terrible punt. They probably aren't too used to punting, and that's kind of evident right there. The snap was from Ava's 44-yard line or 47-yard line, so he was about at the 40-yard line of Ava, and Houston will start this possession at their own 46-yard line. So that is a punt of maybe 15 yards, if that. and they went out of bounds. So it was not a good punt at all. Two wide receivers to the far side, a tight end in the wing, and a running back to the right of Riley. Riley fakes the handoff to Jordan and passes to Jordan Arthur instead of Bryson Jordan, and he's down to the 41-yard line. So again, about 15, I believe, for Houston on that pass from Riley to Arthur. And we've made it to the end of the first quarter with Ava leading 8-6. We'll be back in 1 minute on Q94, your home of Houston Tiger football.
It happens, even when you're careful. You lose a stone in your engagement ring, or the prongs holding your gemstone wear out. Sometimes it's the chain of your gold or silver necklace that breaks. When your jewelry needs repaired or a gemstone needs replaced, count on the jewelry repair company that 20 stores use for their repairs. Take it to Dependable Jewelry Repair on Main Street in Houston. Dependable Jewelry Repair. Jewelry restored to perfection.
Crowley's Homeworks takes pride in helping turn your house into a home. When you shop at Crowley's Homeworks, we know you're going to love living in your home and inviting guests to enjoy it too. Whether it's home furnishings, bedding, or floor covering, we have solutions to your decorating needs. Crowley's Homeworks in Houston.
Crowley's Homeworks, turning houses into homes.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
Back to start the second quarter. Shotgun formation. Riley's by himself, a wide receiver to the far near side, and they run a little pass play. Broken tackle by Malachi Morgan, and he is running people over. That's going to get the sideline pumped up. So from the 41-yard line down to the 29, actually they're going to mark it at the 30. So an 11-yard pass play from Riley to Morgan, and it'll be first and 10 for the Tigers. I don't know about anybody else, but that got me pumped up. Morgan catches it on a short pass, breaks a tackle, and then runs another guy over. If you love football, you love that. Two wide receivers to the far side, a running back to now the right of Riley, in a motion by a running back or a tight end in a wing. He hands off to Jordan, Bryson Jordan, that is, and he's going to get inside the 30, down to about the 27-yard line. So a gain of three for Jordan on the carry. It'll be second down and 7. As we're nearing about 11 minutes to go, with Ava leading 8-6. Wide receiver to the near side, and he is lined up very wide, and a running back or a wide receiver to the far side. That's Arthur, and he comes in motion. He's going to get the handoff, and he's met and finally taken down. Maybe a gain of one there, down to the 26. So it'll be 3rd and 6 from the 26 for the Tigers. Riley and Greer are on the sideline getting the play call from Coach Sloan, I believe that is. As he is the head coach, he's probably the offensive coordinator, if I had to guess. And they jog into the huddle together. 3rd and 6 from the 26. Two wide receivers to the far side, a tight end and a wing, and a running back to the left of Riley. Try to get the Bears to jump offside. Doesn't work. Take the snap, fake the handoff to Jordan, and a slant pass to Arthur again on a tough catch as well, and he is not going down easily as he gets down inside the 20, down to about the 16-yard line. Actually, they're going to mark him at the 15. So a gain of 11 for Jordan Arthur on that catch and pass from E.J. Riley, where we have a 1st and 10 from the 15-yard line. As heartbreaking as that loss may have been last week for Houston, it may have been some good for them as they saw that they can play with the best in the SEA, as Liberty is one of the best. A running back to the right of Riley, he's going to take the snap and take the ball himself, take the carry himself. He's going to get inside the 15 now, down to the 14. So a gain of one for Riley on the carry. 2nd and 9. And it seems that Houston is going to take a page out of Ava's playbook and try and chew some clock. So we have about 9 minutes to go, and they've had the ball starting this quarter and even before the minute before.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers.
Riley's coming in from the sideline, as is Guerrera. Guerrera's going to be the wide receiver to the near side, Arthur to the far side. Jordan will line up as the running back to the right of Riley. Shotgun formation, Riley takes the snap, fakes the handoff to Jordan. He's looking for Guerrera on another slant, and it falls incomplete right in front of Guerrera. So it's 3rd and 9 from the 14. This will be 4-down territory, and we have 8:47 to go in this first quarter. Ava is leading 8-6. Guerrera and Riley are the two that come over to get the play call, and they jog into the huddle together. Guerrera's actually going to jog on by and go out to the far side. Arthur's going to follow him over there. We have a tight end in the wing and a running back to the left, DJ Riley. Shotgun formation, he takes a snap, fakes the handoff to Jordan, and he was looking for Jordan on a pass play, I believe, but it was tipped down at the line of scrimmage, and Ava had some pressure there as well. So it'll be 4th down and 9 after the incomplete pass, 2 in a row, from the 14-yard line. Riley's well, already over to the sideline getting the play call. Guerrera's walking over. And they jog in together. Guerrera's to the far side, as is Arthur and McCarthy following them. So trips to the far side, running back to the left of Riley. Takes a snap. He's looking to pass immediately and doesn't have enough time, and he's going to be sacked back at about the 23-yard line. So that'll be a turnover on downs, and Ava will start their next possession at the 24-yard line, I believe. Waiting for them to mark it, and that is where they will start. So 1st and 10 from the 24 for Ava after a sack and turnover on downs. 8:38 to go in the first quarter. Two wide receivers, one to the near and far side. Lane under center. He takes the snap, hands off up the middle to Evans, Gunner Evans, that is, and he gets from the 24 to the 31. So a gain of 7 for Evans, and it'll be 2nd down, and they have it as 2. And they have him at the 32, but I have it a little differently up here. Same formation for the Bears. Nothing changes. Lob goes in motion. They fake the handoff at the middle and pitch it to him, and he's around the far side. He's got some room, but he's going to be pushed out of bounds at the 47-yard line. So gain of about 15 for Lob there. Lobe, I believe is how it is. Gain of 15 for Lobe. It'll be 1st and 10 from the 47. If you're playing a team like Ava, it's all discipline. If your defenders stay on the man that they're supposed to, you can put a stop to it. But Ava is also disciplined, and most teams that run this offense are pretty disciplined and know what they're doing. They fake the handoff to Evans and hand off to Merritt, who came in motion, and he's up the middle and falls down at about the Houston 49-yard line. So a gain of 4 there for Merritt, and it's 2nd and 6 from the 49-yard line. Bears looking at their wristbands. Two wide receivers, one to the near and far side. Not much changing with their formation. Two wings and a fullback. They hand off to Evans up the middle, and he's finally going to be brought down at the 44-yard line. Actually, they're going to mark him at the 45, so again, a 4. And it'll be 3rd and 2 from the 45-yard line for the Bears. 7 minutes to go. Bears leading 8-6. We've not seen Hunter Adams in this game. Not sure the reasoning behind that. Lob goes in motion. Loeb goes in motion, but I think there's a false start. So that'll push the Bears back on third and two down to third and seven. And that is the call. So it'll be third and seven from the 50-yard line. Houston was able to get a stop on a third and seven before and made it fourth and four and about this territory, and Ava punted, and that's how we had the last Houston possession. Formation doesn't change for the Bears. Lane under center. Lob in motion. They hand off to they fake the handoff to Evans, but they stop the play in progress, and another false start. Didn't catch that one with my eye, but I'm not on the field either. So that's third and 12 now from the Ava 45-yard line. And Ava is not giving themselves or helping themselves at all. We went from third and two from the 45-yard line in Houston territory to third and 12 from your own 45-yard line. The wide receivers are in tight now. That's usually the only change in these formations. Lane under center, lob in motion. Lane's looking to pass under play action. He has no one open. He runs around the right side, far side, and finds someone. Finally, he finds Merritt. And they're going to get down to the Houston 38-yard line. So on third and 12, you have a 17-yard pass play down to the 37. 17 yards from Lane to Merritt. It'll be first and 10 from the 37. 6:26 to go in the second quarter. 8-6 is the score. Merritt comes in motion. They hand off to Evans up the middle. And they're not blowing a whistle, but they've pretty much stopped forward progress. They're going to mark him at the 35, so a gain of about 2 for Evans on that carry. Second and 8. Will be from the 35-yard line. Ava's had the ball for about 2 minutes so far on this drive. Wide receivers are in tight once again. Lane under center. And Merritt's going to slip down as he gets the handoff on a slight reverse play, and he's going to go back to the 38-yard line. So that'll be third and 12. Bears looking at their wristbands, a wide receiver to either side. Otherwise, two wings and a fullback. Like I said, the only change is that the wide receivers are out wide or in tight. Merritt comes in motion. And they're trying to get the Tigers to go offside, so Merritt's going to go back to his far side wing position. Lane goes back under center. He's looking to pass immediately. He looks to Swearingen, and he catches it, and he's going to get down. It'll be close to a first down if it's not. And they do give him a first down as he gets down to the 26-yard line. So on third and 12, it's a 13-yard pass play from Lane to Swearingen. First and 10 from the 26 for Ava, leading 8-6 with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Lob goes in motion. They hand off to Evans up the middle, and he's going to get down to the 19-yard line, I believe, is where they'll mark him. So a gain of 7 there on that carry for Evans, and it'll be 2nd and 3 from the 19. Ava taking their time. They have 23 seconds on the play clock. Loeb goes in motion, and there's a fumble on the snap. Not sure who's going to get it. They're going to have to figure out who that is after they get everyone out of the pile. And Houston comes up with it. So a fumble inside the red zone for the Bears. at the 19-yard line gives Houston some life. They will start from the 19-yard line on this possession after the fumble recovery. You don't see mistakes like that from an able team like this too often. So Houston will start from the 19-yard line, first and 10. We'll have two wide receivers to the near side here, and Jordan will be the running back to the right of Riley. Takes the snap. He's looking to pass immediately, and he's going to be under pressure again. He's scrambling, fighting for his life to get back to the line of scrimmage. He's not going to be able to do that. He'll be taken down at the 16, it looks like, so a loss of 3 for Riley, and it'll be second and 13 from the 16. The defensive line for Ava has been getting some pressure on Riley tonight. We have 3:44 to go in this first quarter, and we appreciate all our sponsors that help us bring you Houston Tiger football. Our sideline sponsors, Burt's Insurance, Mega Diesel Performance LLC, and Shelter Insurance agent Erica Barnett Wiseman. Tight formation for the Tigers. Riley's going to take the snap and run it himself immediately, and he's got some room. He's shifting around, and he might have a first down. They stop him finally and then get into a pile there. Not able to actually bring him down, but he's going to get to the 29-yard line, and that should be a first down, as that was a 13-yard gain for Riley. First and 10 from the 29. We have 3:19 to go in this first half. Other sponsors for our broadcast bringing you Houston Tiger football this season include Bailey Chevrolet, CHC Home Center, Crowley's Homeworks, Dependable Jewelry Repair, and we will get to the rest in a second as Houston's up to the line of scrimmage. Two wide receivers to the far side. They hand off to Jordan, and he's going to find a little bit of room, and he's knocked around by a couple Bears. He's going to get to the 34-yard line, I believe, so a gain of about 5 by my mark. They have him at the 33. They have it at the 33 and 2nd and 7. I'll give him 4. They're in tight again with two wide receivers to the far side. And they may have got – they did. They got Ava to jump offside. So that'll be a free 5 yards. And we are seeing some uncharacteristic things from Ava tonight. Two false starts in a row made it 3rd and 12, a fumble, and now an offside on defense. 2nd and 2 from the 38 now for Houston. And Riley's going to come out as a wide receiver. Jordan Arthur will line up and have in our heavy package, and he's going to get the snap, take it himself, and he's going to get down to the 45-yard line. So a gain of, actually, they're going to mark him at the 40, about the 46. So a gain of 7 for gain of 7 for Arthur on that carry. And we're going to go with the same formation. So you have three blockers behind the line on the right side, and Arthur's going to take the snap again and run around the near side here. And he's got some room. He breaks the tackle, and he's going to be taken out at about the 40. Actually, he's going to get inside the 30. He's going to be taken down at the 37-yard line in Ava territory. So, a gain of 17 on that carry for Arthur makes it 1st and 10 from the 37-yard line. And this Houston team has some life. Same formation again. If it's working, why stop? Arthur takes the snap, but he's going to hand off to Jordan. Jordan Arthur hands off to Bryson Jordan, if I can get the words out. And it'll be a penalty this time on Houston, though. Didn't catch what it was, so it'll back him up 5 yards, though. I assume a false start. So 1st and 15 from the 42 now. Hopefully that is the only thing for Houston on this, and it doesn't derail them too much. We are inside 2 minutes to go in this second quarter. 8-6 is the Ava lead. Back to a more of a normal formation. Wide receiver to the far side and one to the near. And now referees are Oh, we're getting the clock changed. So instead of 156, it's 159 to go in the second quarter. All right, back to normal formation. A wide receiver to the near side and to the far side. We're running back to the right of Riley. Takes a snap, hands off to Jordan, who's going to find some room. He's got a little bit more, and he's going to get inside the 30 down to the 20. They're going to mark him at the 23-yard line, I think. So a gain of 19. Actually, they are marking him at the 22, so a gain of 20 for Jordan on that play. First and 10 from the 22. They hand off to Jordan again around the right side, near side. He's breaking some tackles, making some moves, and jumping over a player down inside the 10-yard line. He's down to the 7-yard line, so a gain of 15 for Jordan on that carry. It's hard when you have a Bryson Jordan and then a Jordan Arthur, and they're both number one and number two. So it's first and 7 from the 7-yard line, 1:41 to go in this second quarter, and Ava's going to take a timeout. And I can tell you, I think everyone has the same feeling if you pay attention to SCA football. This is not what we anticipated. So we're all a little shell-shocked, but honestly, like I said, the heartbreaking loss to Liberty last week may have done Houston some good. It showed them that they could play with the best in the SCA. Because at the time, Liberty was playing for the SCA championship. If they did win, so they, I believe they shared it with Mountain Grove, since Mountain Grove beat Thayer last week. And so Mountain Grove and Liberty share the SCA championship. And if you hold on and only lose to a SCA conference champion or co-conference champion on a last-second play, even as heartbreaking as it is, you have to take look at it deeply and see that you can play with the best. And I think that may be what is happening here tonight. So it's first and goal after the timeout, first and goal from the 7. Ava with an 8-6 lead, and we have 1:41 to go in this second quarter. We've not seen Hunter Adams for Ava, and we've not seen Lane Sego for Houston. Riley takes the snap, hands off to Jordan Arthur, and he's going to get, I don't think he gained much there. So a gain of 0 on the carry, and we have a injury timeout for a Houston player, but he got back up after laying down for a little bit, so it's a stinger, and he'll just have to come out for a little bit. He is limping just a little bit, but he will hopefully be able to come back in because that is a key player right there. John Jordan's going to come in for him. I don't know if there's any relation there. There may be, but a minute and a half to go exactly, second and goal from the 7-yard line. Not seeing Hunter Adams, but he was in uniform and warming up. Sego is not in uniform. He's on the sideline. Not sure of the injury there or for either one. Arthur lines up as quarterback, and he takes a snap, and he's fighting down. He's going to be near the goal line. He's going to get down to the 2-yard line. So it'll be third and goal from the 2-yard line for Houston, and we're going to have a Houston Tiger timeout. We'll take one as well this time, back in 30 seconds on Q94, your home of Houston Tiger football.
With all the rain, wind, and hail, it may be time to check out your roof. A new roof is more energy efficient and can improve your home's value. If it's time for a new roof, CHC has two major brands of shingles in stock, right here, right now. Metal roofing options are available to order, including textured and standing seam. Get roofing materials at CHC in Cabool, Houston, and Mountain Grove.
CHC Home Center, right here, right now.
Tonight's game brought to you by sideline sponsors Birch Insurance, Mega Diesel Performance LLC, and shelter insurance agent Eric Barnett Wiseman. Now back to the field.
Back here with 1 minute and 8 seconds to go in the second quarter. Third and goal from about the 2-yard line for Houston, and we have an 8-6 Ava lead. Quite the intriguing game we have right here. They're up to the line of scrimmage. Riley out to wide. Arthur as the quarterback, and he takes a direct snap, and he's in for the touchdown. So Houston takes the lead with 1 minute to go in this first half, 12-8, pending the extra point and or two-point conversion. Jordan Arthur is hyped, as he should be. We're going to go for two, it looks like. And we are, as Riley, Jordan, and Arthur are all on the field. So offense is on the field. And we're going to go with the same formation that just scored a touchdown. Riley's out wide. Tight formation, heavy formation. Arthur's the running back. He takes the snap, fakes the run, and hands off to Jordan. And he's in for the two-point conversion. So we have a six-point lead for Houston here with 1 minute to go in the second quarter, 14-8. The sixth seed is leading the three seed in this district matchup. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Q94, your home of Houston Tiger football.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3, organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.com. Or call 417-256-3131.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
Back here with 1 minute and 5 seconds to go. We have a Houston Tiger lead, 14-8, over the Bears in this district matchup, a 6 seed versus a 3 seed. The 1-8 is Fairgrove versus Willow Springs, and that's in Fairgrove. Liberty versus Catholic is the 2-7. And the 4-5 is Thayer versus Clever. The higher seed is hosting. And whoever wins this game will face the winner of Springfield Catholic and Liberty. And we'll get you an update on those scores at halftime. Dylan Shelton on the kick for the Tigers. And it's to the right side. Merritt's going to pick it up at about the 18-yard line. He is still on the move, but he's going to be taken down as he's met at about the 30-yard line, and he's going to find his way to about the 34. So with 56 seconds to go in this first half, we'll see what Ava is going to do. They have enough time to do the unusual for them and have some pass plays. They line up in their normal formation. Two wide receivers, one to the far and near side. Lane under center. He's looking to pass immediately, though. Short pass to Swearingen. He's going to have a first down, and he's taken out, pushed out at about the 45-yard line. So a gain of about 11 there for Swearingen on the catch from Lane. And it'll be 1st and 10 with 51 seconds to go in this first half. Same formation for the Bears. Lane's looking to pass immediately again, and it's Swearingen again. And he's going to get pushed out at about the Houston 47-yard line. So a gain of 8 from Lane to Swearingen. Ava doesn't pass, but when they do, they don't pass often, but when they do, it's effective, and it's usually just short curl routes. So Houston needs to play up on that. Lane looking to pass immediately. They fake the little curl, and he was going to go deep, but Swearingen stopped on his route. He faked a curl route and was going to go deep, and Arthur was on the coverage. He was hoping for an interception there, but it went out of bounds. So it'll be 3rd and 2 from the 47-yard line. With 42 seconds to go. Ava's not a passing team, but they have passed each time in this situation, even though they stay in their option formation. Another false start there. I caught that one. Loeb went in motion, and I believe the right tackle got a head start there. So that'll back them up to their own 48-yard line, and it'll be 3rd and 7. From their own 48-yard line with 42 seconds to go. Houston has a 14-8 lead. In this formation, those wings will go out for pass routes as well, so they have 4 wide receivers potentially on the field at all times. Houston's going to take a timeout. We'll take one as well. Back in 30 seconds on Q94, your home of Houston Tiger football.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
Back here in Ava, 42 seconds to go in this second quarter. Houston with a 14-8 lead, the sixth seed leading the three seed in this district matchup. We appreciate our sponsors helping us bring you this broadcast and our broadcast all season long. We have Medlunt's Body Shop as a sponsor, State Farm Insurance agent Justin Shelby, Simmons Bank, West Plains Bank and Trust, and we'll mention the rest as we get a chance to with Ava back up to the line of scrimmage. Loeb goes in motion. They pitch it to him to the far side on third and 12. He's going to have a first down, but he's going to be pushed out at the 42-yard line. There is a penalty, though, so we'll wait to see what it is, if it brings it back or not. And no call yet, no signal yet. It's being discussed. And personal foul against Houston, so that'll be a free 15 yards for the Bears. So with 37 seconds, Ava has a chance to grab the lead once again. So about the 27-yard line is where they'll place the ball after the run and a personal foul penalty. It's first and 10 from the 27, and they have been passing on this drive mostly. And Lane drops back. He's looking to pass immediately. He's going deep for Merritt, and he drops it in the end zone. And he is quite upset with himself. He slipped earlier in the game, and you saw some frustration from him then. You really see it right there with that drop. That would have tied the game and possibly given the Bears the lead with a 14-6 or 14-8 deficit at this point. So instead of a touchdown, it'll be second and 10 from the 27. Lane under center. Nothing has changed with the formation. Lob goes in motion. They hand off up the middle. Actually, Lane's going to keep it. He held it pretty long trying to decide what he wanted to do, and he'll slide down at about the 17-yard line, maybe 18. So a gain of 9 for Lane on the carry, and it'll be 3rd and 1. Bears are going to take a timeout, but we'll keep it right here. We do have some scores for you as far as district play goes in area teams. Fairgrove has a lead in the first quarter. If you follow football, that's probably not too surprising. They are leading Willow Springs 45-0. Fair has a lead in the second quarter as they are hosting Clever, so a drive for the Blue Jays there. Fair is leading that last report 14-7. And Kabul, winless on the season, traveled over to Miller, which I believe is also quite a drive. And they are trailing the Miller Cardinals in Class 1, 29-0 in the second quarter. With 24 seconds to go here in the second quarter, Houston has a 14-8 lead. Ava has a 3rd and 1 from Houston's 18-yard line. Playing under center, lob in motion. They hand off to Lane's actually going to keep it. He's going to pitch it to Lob, and he's going to walk into the end zone. So with 18 seconds to go, Lob runs it in from 18 yards out, and we have a tie game. It'll be 14-14, pending a two-point conversion or extra point. And it looks like we're going to have a two-point conversion attempt for the Bears here, as the offense has stayed on the field. Lane under center. Formation has not changed. Two wide receivers, one to each side, and two wings. Merritt comes in motion. Lane keeps it, and he's going to spin into the end zone. So the two-point conversion is good. With 18 seconds to go, Ava takes a 16-14 lead. And our scoreboard operator, I believe, is having some issues because he has it as a 16-14 lead for Houston right now, and they've not had the yardage marker lined up too well tonight. So hopefully they realize, what's going on over there. They act like this. It's kind of like it's the first game of the season and not the 10th. Don't know what's going on over there. Maybe they're just shocked by what's going on as well, and they don't know how to handle it. We'll be ready for kickoff with 18 seconds to go in this second quarter. Ava will be kicking off. They will also kick off to start the second half as they received to begin the game. Again, for Houston, we've not seen Lane Sego. He's not dressed out at all. Not sure what the injury is, but I know he didn't play last week either, even though I was on assignment elsewhere. And we've not seen Hunter Adams for the Ava Bears, and not sure what that is because he is dressed out. Merritt kicks off for the Bears, and it's a squib kick picked up at about the 25-yard line by Bryson Jordan. He's going to be taken down at about the 35-yard line. So with 13 seconds to go, we'll see what Houston wants to do to end the first half. And there's a little bit of a discussion between a couple referees. Not sure what there is to discuss. I don't see a penalty or anything like that. And they walk away, and nothing's going to be done. So, two wide receivers to the far side. Riley with a running back to the left of him. McCarthy goes in motion. Riley's looking to pass. They fake that and hand off to Bryson Jordan. He's going to be taken down as he tried to make a move at about the 37-yard line, so a gain of two. And that'll be how the first half ends. So, after one half of play in this Class 2 District 4 matchup, the 3-seed Ava Bears hold a 2-point lead over the 6-seed Houston Tigers, 16-14. We'll be back in 3 minutes on Q94, your home of Houston Tiger football.
Out here in the Ozarks, your truck isn't just for show. It's a workhorse at Bailey Chevrolet GMC. Our trucks are built tough to handle the farm, the fields, and everything in between. Strong, reliable, and ready for the job. Get your truck at Bailey Chevrolet GMC, and together, let's drive.
This is John Bailey at Bailey Chevy GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs, home of the Bailey Factory.
Go 469-3111. Bailey team is gonna get it done.
Want to make a lasting impression with your business? Elevate your brand with creative design and printing services from the Ozark Horse Trader. Business cards that leave a mark. Exquisite business stationery that speaks class. Envelopes that make a statement. Invitations that captivate. Your choices are limitless. The Ozark Horse Trader's professional typesetting and design services will set you apart. And top-notch printing and finishing will bring your vision to life. The Ozark Horse Trader. Your vision on print. In West Plains and at OzarkHorseTrader.com.
Crowley's Homeworks takes pride in helping turn your house into a home. When you shop at Crowley's Homeworks, we know you're going to love living in your home and inviting guests to enjoy it too. Whether it's home furnishings, bedding, or floor covering, we have solutions to your decorating needs. Crowley's Homeworks in Houston.
Crowley's Homeworks, turning houses in.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
What's your next dream? Paying off your credit card? Remodeling your kitchen? Exploring the rainforest of Costa Rica? Whatever your dreams, they take some planning. I'm State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, and I'm right here to help lend a hand. As your local neighbor, I can help you look at things you want to save for, come up with a plan to make those savings goals happen. Because your money should work just as hard as you do to achieve your dreams. So whether it's being debt-free or free to roam the world, call me, State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, today. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
With all the rain, wind, and hail, it may be time to check out your roof. A new roof is more energy efficient and can improve your home's value. If it's time for a new roof, CHC has two major brands of shingles in stock, right here, right now. Metal roofing options are available to order, including textured and standing seam. Get roofing materials at CHC in Cabool, Houston, and Mountain Grove.
CHC Home Center, right here, right now.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
We're back here in Douglas County at Deja Vu as the Houston Tigers have traveled back to Ava to face the Bears once again. We did this in week six, so about 4 weeks ago, beginning of October. And it was pretty much, like I said, destined to happen, as Houston would face, more than likely face, someone they had seen already in the regular season, as Fairgrove and Clever were the only two teams that they did not face in the regular season that was in their district. So it was a high likelihood to do that, just depending on if it would be a home or an away game and how much alike it would be. And this is pretty much what you can get, except Houston has kind of flipped the script a little bit and made this a competitive game this time. They lost the first game 43-7, and at halftime now we have a 16-14 game with Houston trailing. As far as stats go, For Houston, Arthur has 8 carries and 40 yards and a touchdown. Bryson Jordan has 7 carries for about 68 yards. And DJ Riley has 5 carries for 45 yards and a touchdown. He had a 32-yard touchdown run. And McCarthy has 1 carry for 3 yards. So in total, the Tigers have ran the ball 21 times for 156 yards. As far as receiving goes, Jordan Arthur has 2 catches for 26 yards, and Malachi Morgan has 1 catch for 25 yards. So 3 catches for 51 yards, and Riley is 3 for 5 passing with those 51 yards. In the first quarter, Riley scored the 32-yard touchdown run, and the 2-point conversion was no good. And then Arthur scored on a 2-yard touchdown run, and the 2-point conversion was good for Houston. And that's how we have 14 for them. There were 2 penalties on Houston in the second quarter. For the Bears, running the ball, Merritt has 3 carries for 15 yards. Lane has 4 carries for 16 and a touchdown, a 3-yard touchdown run. Lobb has 6 carries for 58 yards and a 18-yard touchdown run in the second quarter. And Evans has 11 carries for 46 yards. So in total, Ava has ran 24 times for 135 yards. I feel like that's a little bit unusual for them, as they're a little bit more efficient than that. Receiving-wise, Merritt has 1 catch for 17 yards, and Swearingen has 3 for 32. So in total, 4 catches for 49 yards. Lane has 4 for 6 passing. And in the first quarter, Lane had a 3-yard touchdown run. The 2-point conversion was good. And then in the second quarter, as time expired, with about 18 seconds left, I believe, Lobb had an 18-yard touchdown run. The 2-point conversion was good, and that's how we have a 16-14 score. I would say a big difference here is Ava usually goes for 2-point conversions, I believe, so they have their plays dialed up, and their offense is kind of suited for it. Two big things that I've been mentioning throughout the broadcast tonight is the Tigers are without their main running back, Lane Seago. I believe he missed the game last week against Liberty. Not sure of the injury situation there, but he's not even dressed out. So kind of feel for that young man as he's a senior. And as we are in district play, you never know when the last game will be. As far as for the Bears, one name I didn't call running the ball was Adams. He dressed out, saw him warming up. Not sure what the situation is there, if it's injury or something else, and not really sure that I will get that information for you, but he has not been in the game so far. That's why Evans has the 11 carries for 46 yards. Again, we'd like to thank our sponsors that make this possible. Our t- Tiger sponsors that have helped us bring you Houston Tiger football all season long, even when we join forces with our sister stations. We have Bailey Chevrolet in Willow Springs as a sponsor, CHC Home Center in Cabool, Houston and Mountain Grove, Broly's Homeworks, Medlux Body Shop, Simmons Bank, State Farm Insurance Agent Justin Shelby, West Plains Bank and Trust, and Dependable Jewelry Repair. And our sideline sponsors, Birch Insurance, Mega Diesel Performance LLC, and Shelter Insurance Agent Erica Barnett Weissman. We appreciate everyone that helped us bring you Houston Tiger football this season. We are at halftime, and we will be back in 3 minutes to update some scores on Q94, your home of Houston Tiger football.
Want to make a lasting impression with your business? Elevate your brand with creative design and printing services from the Ozark Horse Trader. Business cards that leave a mark. Exquisite business stationery that speaks class. Envelopes that make a statement. Invitations that captivate. Your choices are limitless. The Ozark Horse Trader's professional typesetting and design services will set you apart. And top-notch printing and finishing will bring your vision to life. The Ozark Horse Trader. Your vision on print. In West Plains and at OzarkHorseTrader.com.
Turn right at the next stoplight.
I don't need to turn right here. I know where I'm going.
Rerouting. Rerouting. Make a U-turn.
I don't even know why I'm using my GPS for this trip.
Getting directions to Medlock's Body Shop.
Sometimes not following GPS can take you off-roading unexpectedly. Thankfully, Medlock's Body Shop can fix that. Medlock's Body Shop in Houston. We can fix that. The car, not the stubborn driver.
It happens. Even when you're careful, you lose a stone in your engagement ring, or the prongs holding your gemstone wear out. Sometimes it's the chain of your gold or silver necklace that breaks. When your jewelry needs repaired or a gemstone needs replaced, count on the jewelry repair company that 20 stores use for their repairs. Take it to Dependable Jewelry Repair on Main Street in Houston. Dependable Jewelry Repair. Jewelry restored to perfection.
With all the rain, wind, and hail, it may be time to check out your roof. A new roof is more energy efficient and can improve your home's value. If it's time for a new roof, CHC has two major brands of shingles in stock, right here, right now. Metal roofing options are available to order, including textured and standing seam. Get roofing materials at CHC in Cabool, Houston, and Mountain Grove.
CHC Home Center, right here, right now.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
We're back here in Douglas County, a 16-14 lead for the Ava Bears, 3 seed over the 6 seed Houston Tigers. And if you pay attention to football in this area, you can color me shocked and probably most of the people here and that are paying attention to it. But like I've said, I mentioned it kind of in-depth at one point. The heartbreaking loss last week on senior night for the Tigers may have given them some inspiration and let them know that they can play with the best in the SEA. As far as district scores go, in our district, Fairgrove has a 45-0 lead over Willow Springs. That has not been updated since the first quarter. Thayer still has a 14-7 lead over Clever, and that game's actually at halftime now. We don't have a score yet for Springfield Catholic at Liberty. And in the second quarter, Miller is playing Cabool, and it's 42-0. And then West Plains actually has a bye week this week, as they only have 7 teams, I believe, in that district. And they are the number one seed. So they have a bye week. They will play next week, and they will be hosting. They will play the winner of the Marshfield-Rogersville game. And at last report, in the second quarter, Rogersville has a 21-14 lead. And I believe most of the teams in that district are teams that West Plains has seen as well. I know they've played Marshfield and Rogersville, as well as Bolivar and Carl Junction, and those are some other teams in that district. So for West Plains and that Class 4 District 6 district, McDonald County is at Carl Junction. At last report, it's a 18-6 lead for Carl Junction in the second quarter. And Monette is at Bolivar, and Bolivar has a 35-16 lead in the second quarter. Salem is at Mountain Grove, as that has some area interest. And we don't have a score of that, but that's Class 3, District 5. And other teams in that district, Mount Vernon has a 48-0 lead over Buffalo at halftime. And some other districts, we'll talk about all these scores that are going on tonight, as some teams are not in action, like West Plains with bye weeks. Waynesville is at Ozark for Class 6, District 5. No score in that one. Camdenton at Rolla for Class 5, District 5. Camdenton has a 21-14 lead at half. And Lebanon has a 35-7 lead over Jefferson City in that same Class 5, District 5. We don't have any scores of the update for Class 5, District 6 yet, or Class 5, District 7. We just covered the Class 4, District 6, but in Class 4, District 7, Nevada has a 35-0 lead over Raytown South. In Class 3, District 6, Aurora has a 42-14 lead over Reed Spring in the second quarter. East Newton has a 13-7 lead at Cassville, and that's at halftime. And that seems to be all the scores except for 8-man in the 8-man football, District 1. Jasper has a 16-8 lead over Liberal, and that's the end of the first quarter at that report. District is usually when you see some teams play from our area, or even the greater area, Springfield area, as we get scores from Ozark Sports Zone. We see some teams that we usually don't see or hear of too often in our area, as districts bring teams from all over to play, and I never really understand how districts are situated. I know it's by school size and things like that, so it's just always interesting to see the district matchups with teams that you don't always see all the time. Again, at halftime, we have about 6 minutes left in the halftime. We have a 16-14 game here with Ava leading Houston. The winner of this game will go on to face the Liberty or Springfield Catholic winner. Don't have a score on that one, as I've said. And then the winner of Fair Grove and Willow Springs will play Thayer, and the higher seed will host. So more than likely, Fair Grove will be hosting either Thayer or Clever. And if I had to guess, Liberty will be either hosting Houston or Ava. But the district matchup for last year for Liberty was close with Springfield Catholic. And it was kind of deja vu for Springfield Catholic last season as well. Started off very rough, losing, I believe, their first 6 games last season, and then winning the last 2 and giving Liberty a fight in the first round of districts. And I believe that's kind of the same thing this year. And Houston saw them in week 2 and won 42-7. And they didn't really get much going. The Irish didn't anyway. And that was I believe they've won 2 games now. And now they're going to be facing or are facing Liberty once again. So we'll see if they're able to put a fight up against the Eagles again this season. Again, here, 16-14 at half. We'll be back in 3 minutes on Q94, your home of Houston Tiger football.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3, organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
Want to make a lasting impression with your business? Elevate your brand with creative design and printing services from the Ozark Horse Trader. Business cards that leave a mark. Exquisite business stationery that speaks class. Envelopes that make a statement. Invitations that captivate. Your choices are limitless. The Ozark Horse Trader's professional typesetting and design services will set you apart. And top-notch printing and finishing will bring your vision to life. The Ozark Horse Trader. Your vision on print. In West Plains and at OzarkHorseTrader.com.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
With all the rain, wind, and hail, it may be time to check out your roof. A new roof is more energy efficient and can improve your home's value. If it's time for a new roof, CHC has two major brands of shingles in stock, right here, right now. Metal roofing options are available to order, including textured and standing seam. Get roofing materials at CHC in Kabul, Houston, and Mountain Grove.
CHC Home Center, right here, right now.
Want to make a lasting impression with your business? Elevate your brand with creative design and printing services from the Ozark Horse Trader. Business cards that leave a mark. Exquisite business stationery that speaks class. Envelopes that make a statement. Invitations that captivate. Your choices are limitless. The Ozark Horse Trader's professional typesetting and design services will set you apart. And top-notch printing and finishing will bring your vision to life. The Ozark Horse Trader. Your vision on print. In West Plains and at OzarkHorseTrader.com.
It happens, even when you're careful. You lose a stone in your engagement ring, or the prongs holding your gemstone wear out. Sometimes it's the chain of your gold or silver necklace that breaks. When your jewelry needs repaired or a gemstone needs replaced, count on the jewelry repair company that 20 stores use for their repairs. Take it to Dependable Jewelry Repair on Main Street in Houston. Dependable Jewelry Repair. Jewelry restored to perfection.
Tonight's game brought to you by sideline sponsors Birch Insurance, Mega Diesel Performance LLC, and shelter insurance agent Eric Barnett Wiseman. Now back to the field.
And back here in Ava at halftime, 16-14 lead for the Bears over Houston. About a minute left, unless they put 3 minutes up on the clock, which is a pet peeve of mine, and also Marty Spence over on the Willow broadcast. We do have some other score updates now for you. Liberty is leading Springfield Catholic at halftime, but also another shocker. Liberty is only leading 12-8. And that's a 2-7 seed there. So a little bit of a shocker there. Some other updates from scores that I gave you but have updated since. Liberal 46-22 over Jasper in the 8-man District 1.5. Then we have Cassville 14-13 lead over East Newton. Forsyth over 25-6 at half. Mountain Grove, we have an update for them. A 35-0 lead over Salem at halftime. Bolivar leading Monette now 35-22 instead of the 35-16. And in Class 5, District 6, Glendale leading Willard 25-15 at halftime. Both teams are back out on the field here for us. They're both warming up, so we'll see if we put another 3 minutes on the clock or if we're going to get ready to go here. Again, some things of note that I've mentioned a couple times throughout the broadcast. Seago is out for another week, or again, for Houston. He's not even dressed out. And then for the Bears, we've not seen Hunter Adams, and he is dressed out. He is their kind of star fullback, running back. We've not seen him, but he is dressed out. Not sure what's going on there. And I won't really be able to get an answer unless he plays in the second half. Then I would have to assume some sort of disciplinary thing, but not going there yet because we haven't seen him at all. So they did put 3 minutes back up on the clock, even though Houston's done warming up and are on the sideline, and Ava's just huddled up, ready to go to the sideline, doing some talking over there. So we'll see if we start a little bit early or not. Again, the winner of this game will face the winner of Liberty and Springfield Catholic. The higher seed will host. So if Houston goes on to win this game and Springfield Catholic goes on to upset Liberty, Houston will again have a deja vu moment of hosting Springfield Catholic like they did in Week 2. Otherwise, Springfield Catholic will either come to Ava or Ava will go back to Liberty, actually go to Liberty for the first time this season, even though they saw each other early on, I believe, about week four, and it was here in Ava. Fair has the possibility of going to Fairgrove, or Clever going to Fairgrove, as we have an update of that score, and that game is not really in the balance. It's 45-0 Fairgrove. All the other scores in the district are a little bit tighter, 14-7 for Thayer and Clever. It's 16-14 here, and it's 12-8 with a Liberty lead at last report. A minute and a half to go on the clock anyway, and everybody's ready to go. I'm just waiting for the referees to be ready to go. The Tigers are coached by Eric Sloan. He's assisted by Billy O'Neill, Dakota Burchett, Todd McKinney, Michael Tottingham, Clay Ashworth, Cody Neuernbauer, Brett Rawlings, and Rodney Preheim. The Ava Bears are coached by Casey Merrifield, and he's assisted by Garrett Baird, Brad Clavenhagen, Zach Mendel, Caleb Johnson, Chase Castanew, and Brody Tidwell. Their team chaplain, which I've not seen before, is Chance Dry, and the athletic trainer is Dave Gordon. Houston has come out onto the field to receive, and Ava's coming out now as we have about 30 seconds on the clock. So we are ready to go here for this second half. Again, Ava last week, I believe, played Kabul. If I remember, no, they played Willow Springs last week, and I believe won 51-0. Houston lost 6-0 to Liberty on a last-second play. We'll see how things shape out this week and who's going on to a November 8th matchup. 12 minutes on the clock. Merritt with the kick away. Arthur's going to catch it at about the 25, and he's got some room, and he's going to be tripped up at about the 43-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 from the 43 for Houston as they start their first offensive possession of the second half. Guerrero's to the far side already. Out at wide receiver, the rest of the team is huddled up at about the 35-yard line. Up to the line of scrimmage, a wide receiver to the near and far side. Now there's two wide receivers to the far side. Riley's in the backfield by himself. He takes the snap, takes the handoff to McCarthy, and he's looking for Morgan, who's caught the pass. And one player kept Morgan from making some headway down the field. He had his leg, but he's going to get to the 47-yard line, and it is that close. And they're going to give him a first down. So that is a, it was so close, it's going to be a gain of 10. We'll give him 10 on that pass play from Riley to Morgan, and it's first and 10 from the 47 of Ava. Wide receiver to the far side, two to the near side. Riley in the backfield by himself. Again, he's going to take the snap and run it himself. He's got a little bit of room, and he's going to get to the 44-yard line. So a gain of 3 for Riley on the carry. It'll be second down and 7. And Riley's getting the play call. Guerrero's going past the huddle to the far side again. And Arthur will be the running back to the right of Riley. Jordan's going to go out as a wide receiver. Riley's looking to pass immediately. He's a little bit under pressure. He had somebody open and didn't see him, and then the ball is out. So Riley fumbled as he was trying to get back to the line of scrimmage or something, and he's kind of grabbing his arm a little bit, but he's going to be all right. The fumble was recovered by Houston, I believe. They're talking about it. All the referees are talking about it at the 40-yard line. It is Houston ball. So that actually somehow worked out in Houston's favor. Instead of a loss on the play, it is down at the 39-yard line. So a gain of 6 there, and they give them the first down. So it'll be 1st and 10 from the 39. They fake the handoff to Jordan, and they attempt to pass to maybe Guerrero there. And it'll be 2nd down and 10 from the 39-yard line. The board has it at the 44. Not sure what that's about. 10.5 minutes to go in this first quarter. Actually, they have it marked closer to the 40-yard line than the 39, but they gave him a first down after a fumble was recovered by Houston. It's one of the oddest plays I've seen of the season so far. Wide receiver to the far side, running back to the left of Riley. Takes a snap, hands off to Jordan, and there's going to be a penalty, and I believe with the reactions, it'll be a false start. So it'll be 2nd and 15 from the 45-yard line. That is the call. False start. 2nd and 15 from just about the 45-yard line of Ava. Riley jogs in, Guerrero jogs to the far side. Two wide receivers, three wide receivers to the far side. Running back to the left of Riley. Takes the snap, looking to pass immediately, and then hands off to Jordan, who has nowhere to go, and he's going to be stuck for a loss on the play, a loss of 2 for Jordan, and it'll be 3rd and 17 from the 47-yard line. So what looked to be a good drive for Houston has been stumbled by a false start on this play. Three wide receivers to the far side again, running back to the right, to the left of Riley. Takes the snap. He's looking to pass immediately. He's got pressure. He's looking to go somewhere, and he's going to be taken down at about the 49-yard line, so a loss of 2 for Riley. And it'll be 4th and 19. Ava has been able to get pressure on Riley tonight, and it's made his life a little bit hard to find some wide receivers open. So Malachi Morgan on the punt with 4th and 19 from the 49-yard line. 9:22 to go in this third quarter. 16-14 lead for Ava. Morgan kicks it. Decent punt. Hits at about the 25. Merritt's looking like he's going to mess with it, but he's not. And Bryson Jordan will down it at the 10-yard line. So Ava will start their first offensive possession of the second half at their own 10-yard line. Offense is jogging out onto the field. And I still don't see Hunter Adams on the field. It is Gunnar Evans as the fullback. Wide receiver to either side, the fullback and two wings. The only difference or change in formation will be when wide receivers go in tight. Lane goes under center. And he hands off, fakes the handoff, and I don't know if he gained anything there. He faked the handoff to Evans. They're going to give him a gain of 1. Gain of 1 for Lane on that carry. 2nd and 9 from the 11. No change in the formation and no urgency on this offense. Lane goes under center. Merritt comes in motion and they hand off to Evans up the middle. He's going to get to the 13-yard line. So it'll be a gain of about 2. For Evans, and it'll be about 3rd down and 7. They have the 6 on the board, but I don't trust that too much. So it'll be 3rd down and 6 from their own 14-yard line. The wide receivers are in tight now, and they hand off to Lobb around the middle, Loeb, and he is stopped at about the 16-yard line. So another gain of 2 for Loeb. I've said his name different every time I say it. L-A-U-B. Say that however you want in your head. It's 4th and 4 for the Bears, and they are going to bring Jordan Hutchinson, in the punt. Jordan Arthur's back by himself to return at about the Ava 45 for Houston. Last time the Bears punted, it was not a good punt. It barely went 15 yards. We'll see what happens this time. A better punt this time. Arthur's going to pick it up at about the 45. He's got a little bit of room, and he's going to get to the 31 or 32-yard line. So Houston defense does their job, gets the offense back their ball, and you can't ask for a much better position than this. You're starting at your own or in the territory of the 32-yard line. 7:10 to go in the third quarter. And we have 2 wide receivers to the near side, running back to the left of Riley, a tight end, and a wing. The running back, wing, and the lineman switch sides. They hand off to Bryson Jordan, and he finesses his way down to the 26-yard line. They're going to give him 5, actually. So gain of 5 for Jordan down to the 27, and it'll be 2nd and 5 from that 27-yard line. Looks like we'll have 2 wide receivers to the near side, a running back to the right of Riley in the same formation, basically. Now, same thing again. They flip, and now the running back is to the left of Riley. He takes the snap. He's handing off to Jordan again around the near side, and he's fighting his way down to the 24-yard line, so a gain of about 3. It'll be 3rd and 2 for the Tigers from the 24-yard line. And we're going to go heavy formation. Riley's out as a wide receiver. 3 players are behind the line, and Arthur takes the snap, and he's got some room. He stiff-arms somebody, and he high steps into the end zone. He is ready for this game, and he is hyped up. Touchdown, a 24-yard touchdown run for Jordan Arthur on a 3rd and 2 play makes it 20-16 Houston. I've only followed this team for this year, but you can't help but feel for them and be hyped for them when things like this happen. You just got to be happy for these young men. Same formation that scored the touchdown. Arthur's going to take the snap for a 2-point conversion, and they stop the play, and it's a false start on the offense. So we'll see, or procedure. So we'll see if that changes the mind of going for 2 or kicking an extra point. We have 6:01 to go in the third quarter, and that touchdown gives Houston a 20-16 lead, pending an extra point or 2-point conversion. Arthur, it was set up for a short yardage play, and he took it 24 yards to the house and broke a couple tackles and even stiff-armed somebody to the ground. McCarthy comes in motion. We have 2 wide receivers to the far side. Riley's looking for McCarthy on this 2-point conversion, which would have been from the 8-yard line. And it looked like Merritt was in coverage on McCarthy and tipped it away. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Q94, your home of Houston Tiger football.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3, organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
6:01 to go in the second quarter. Houston with a 20-16 lead after a 24-yard touchdown run by Jordan Arthur on their heavy short yardage package, where they have Malachi Morgan, Bryson Jordan, and I believe Aaron McCarthy line up behind the right side of the line, and they just push. And Arthur follows his blocks. Riley's out as a wide receiver, and it's worked quite well tonight. It would have worked on the two-point conversion, but there was a procedure penalty. So that's where we're at, 20-16. Dylan Shelton will be kicking off for the Tigers here. And it is to the right side. Merritt's going to pick it up at about the 18 or 17-yard line. He's looking for some room, and he's going to be taken down by McCarthy and Mason Dotson at about the 39-yard line. So first and 10 from the 39 with 5:55 to go here in the third quarter for this Ava offense. Again, we've not seen Hunter Adams. He is on the sideline, dressed out, so not sure what's going on there. Gunnar Evans has been filling in for him at fullback. Wide receivers are in tight for this Ava offense. Two wings and a fullback. Lane goes under center. Loeb goes in motion. They hand off to Evans up the middle, and he gets a gain of about 3 down to the 42-yard line. Be second down and about 7. Some substitutions at wide receiver for the Bears. Browning comes out, and Pitts comes in. They are in tight on the line again, those wide receivers are. And Lane goes back under center. Loeb goes in motion again, and they pitch to him around the far side. It's worked for him before, and he's got some room. I don't know if he'll be caught. Riley gets him at about the 25, inside the 25-yard line. I think they're going to mark him at the 22. So a big gain. Actually, they're going to mark him at the 25. So a big gain there for Loeb. That'll be 33 yards, I believe, for Loeb on that carry. Yeah, about 33 yards, if my math is correct, but it may not be. First and 10 from the 25. Wide receivers are out wide on either side. Lane goes back under center. Merritt comes in motion, and they hand off to Evans up the middle. He's going to be stopped at the 20. 2-yard line. Yes, 22. So a gain of 3 for Evans. 2nd and 7. I'm disagreeing with the board almost every time tonight. Same formation. Lane goes under center. He's looking to pass immediately, and it's out of the reach of Swearingen, his main target tonight. So it'll be 3rd. In about 6 or 7 from the 21-yard line for the Bears. I assume this will be 4-down territory, and we'll see if this Houston team can get a stop. 4:37 to go in this third quarter. Houston with a 20-16 lead. Wide receivers are in tight. Lane goes under center. Lane takes the snap, and he hands off to Merritt, who's coming around the near side. He's going to be tripped up by Bryson Jordan at about the 16-yard line. So a gain of about 5, and it'll make it 4th and 1. Again, this Ava team doesn't really show much urgency. Wide receivers are in tight again. Lane under center. Merritt goes in motion again. They do nothing with it. Try to get Houston to jump offside, and they don't. Lane looks to the sideline, gets the play call, and they all look at the wristbands. No formation change. Lane goes back under center. Inside 10 seconds on the play clock. Loeb goes in motion. They pitch it to him, and he's got some room again, and he's in for a touchdown. 16-yard touchdown run for Loeb. That makes it 22-20. Pending an extra point, or what I would assume would be a two-point conversion, because that's what they've done all night. That pitch to Loeb has killed the Tigers tonight. I think almost every time it's at least 10 yards, if not more. So they are going for two from the 3-yard line. Same formation. Loeb faked the motion. Lane takes it for himself, and he is in once again. That makes it 24-20 with the Ava lead. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Q94, your home of Houston Tiger football.
Turn right at the next stoplight.
I don't need to turn right here. I know where I'm going.
Rerouting. Rerouting. Make a U-turn.
I don't even know why I'm using my GPS for this trip.
Getting directions to Medlock's Body Shop.
Sometimes not following GPS can take you off-roading unexpectedly. Thankfully, Medlock's Body Shop can fix that. Medlock's Body Shop in Houston. We can fix that. The car, not the stubborn driver.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
3:44 to go in this third quarter. Ava Bears with a 24-20 lead in what has been a back-and-forth matchup tonight between a 6-seed Houston Tiger team and a 3-seed Ava Bear team. And I can tell you this is probably not what many people in this area expected for tonight, especially with the Week 6 matchup and that score being 43-7. So after an 16-yard touchdown run by Loeb and a two-point conversion, Ava reclaims the lead 24-20, and they kick off. Merritt does it. It's a squib kick, and it'll be picked up by DJ Riley at about the 30-yard line. He's got a little bit of room, and he's tripped up at the, I believe they'll mark him at the 43. So that's where Houston will start their offensive possession with 3:40 to go in this third quarter. And they do mark him at the 43. They come out in shotgun formation, but it's tight. Two tight ends and two wings with the running back to the left of Riley, and that's Arthur. Arthur takes the direct snap around the left side. He's fighting for some yardage, and they push him back, but forward progress will be stopped at the 46-yard line. So a gain of 3 for Arthur on that carry, second down and 7. A little bit of pushing and shoving there as they had Arthur, and he's probably ruffled some feathers with his high stepping on that 24-yard touchdown run, but he was hyped, as was myself in the Houston sideline. Same formation. They try to get Ava to jump offside, I believe, and Riley's going to take it himself this time, and he's tripped up. He might have got a yard, not too sure. Actually, he's back to the line of scrimmage, so no gain there for Riley. It'll be third down and 7 from the 46-yard line with 2:45 and counting down in this third quarter. Riley comes to the sideline. He's trying to get someone's attention, and John Jordan's going to come into the game, and number 78, Ethan Buckner's going to come out. Same formation that scored a 24-yard touchdown run, but they're going to hand off to Bryson Jordan, which gave him a two-point conversion earlier in this game, but Ava snuffed it out. And they're going to get to the 49-yard line, which will be a gain. Actually, they're going to mark him at the 47. They didn't give him as much as I thought they should. Actually, they gave him the 48, so they gave him a gain of 2. Fourth and 5, and the Tigers will punt. Malachi Morgan on. And Merritt will go back to return the punt. He's at his about 20-yard line. High kick. It's drops at the 30 and dies right there. And that's where Arthur will down it. So with 1:39 to go, Ava has a 24-20 lead, and they will start their next offensive possession from their own 30-yard line. Houston probably needed to hold the ball a little bit longer there and get into a rhythm. And we'll see what Ava's able to do now. They come out in a tight formation. if Houston can stop the lobe pitch play, that would do them a lot of good and probably stifle this Ava offense a little bit more. Lobe goes in motion, but Lane fakes the handoff to Evans, and he's taken down with no gain. So no gain for Lane at 2nd and 10 from the 30. Not sure who got him there, but whoever did was not letting him go. It might have been number 50, Braden Richardson. Oh, Richardson changed his number. Did not realize that. He was 22, and now he's big number 50. Lobe goes in motion again, and they pitch to him. Got to stop it. And they do. Arthur on the outside contain. Lobe only gained about 3 yards there. So it'll be 3rd and 7 from the 33. Third and seven for this Ava Bear team. We're inside a minute of this third quarter, and the Bears have a 24-20 lead. Wide receivers are out wide on either side. Lane goes under center. He's looking to pass immediately. He has no one. He's going deep, and it was way past Merritt. So it'll be 4th and 7 from the 33, and I have to assume that they'll bring on Hutchison to punt once again. We have 29 seconds to go in this third quarter, and that is what they do. They bring in Hutchison to punt, I believe. Actually, they're huddling up, so not sure what's going on. They huddled up to punt. You don't see that too often. Arthur will go back to his about 40-yard line. Kick is up. It's a low kick, pretty much a line drive right at Arthur. He had to do something, and he dropped it for a second, but he's able to fall on it and get to about the 45-yard line. Quite an odd punt there. And actually, that was not Hutchison on the punt. I believe that was Hunter Adams. There is a flag, but I'm still trying to see. That was Hunter Adams that punted that ball. So we've not seen him in the game as a runner, as his normal position. He is a star on this team, but he came in to punt that time. Very interesting. Not sure what the penalty was, but it is 1st and 10 from the 45-yard line with 21 seconds to go. Wide receivers to the far side. Running back is Jordan to the left of Riley. Takes a snap. Riley's going to run it himself. He's got a little bit of room. He's got even more room in a blocker, and he's going to get inside Ava territory down to the 40-yard line. So a gain of 15 for Riley. And Coach Sloan is wanting them to hurry up as we have 14 seconds and counting down, and the first down markers are running. And they hand off to Bryson Jordan quickly. He gets inside the 30-yard line down to the 34, so a gain of about 6 for Jordan, and that'll end this third quarter. Houston driving quickly, trailing 24-20. And we will be back in 1 minute for the fourth quarter on Q94, your home of Houston Tiger football.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Out here in the Ozarks, your truck isn't just for show. It's a workhorse at Bailey Chevrolet GMC. Our trucks are built tough to handle the farm, the fields, and everything in between. Strong, reliable, and ready for the job. Get your truck at Bailey Chevrolet GMC, and together, let's drive.
This is John Bailey at Bailey Chevy GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs, home of the Bailey Factory.
Go 469-3111. Bailey team is going to get it done.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
Back here as we we start the fourth quarter, Riley had a high snap. He was able to handle it, and he got to the 34-yard line, so no gain there. It'll be third and four from the 34-yard line, just starting this fourth quarter. For the Bears, we haven't seen Hunter Adams, but I think we just did for that punt that started this Houston drive. Their short yardage package is on the field for Houston. Arthur's looking for some room, and he is very close to a first down on this third and four. And they are going to give him that first down. They mark him at inside the 30, just inside of it. So we'll give him 4 yards on that carry, and it'll be first and 10 from about the inside 29.5 yard line. Two wide receivers to the near side, running back to the left of Riley, shotgun formation, a tight end and a wing on the right side. They hand off to Arthur, who then hands off to McCarthy, who's got some room around this far near side, and he gets inside the 25-yard line down to the 23, I believe, is where they'll mark him. So, again, a 7 for McCarthy on that carry, and it'll be 2nd and 3. Riley goes out as a wide receiver again. Again, the short yardage package. Arthur is the direct snap running back. And they hand off to Jordan as Arthur took the snap. And he's going to fall forward to the 20 and a half yard line, basically. They say 21 on the board, but it's very close. So it'll be 3rd and 1 from about the 20-ish yard line. Same formation. Gain of 3 on that last carry, and now a gain of, it'll be a first down, that's for sure. They mark him at the 18, so a gain of 3 for Arthur again. It'll be first and 10 from that 18-yard line. Now Riley comes into the huddle. So it'll be a normal formation, 2 wide receivers to the near side, running back to the right of Riley. Running back moves to the left side, as does the tight end and wing. Riley takes the snap. He's going to run it himself. He doesn't have much room, and they stop forward progress at about the 16 or 17-yard line. So a gain of maybe 1 or 2 on the play. They have him at the 17, so a gain of 1. It'll be 2nd and 9 from the 17. Ava leading 24-20 here in the fourth quarter. Guerrero goes to the far side, as does Arthur and Jordan. So trips to the far side, a wing, and Riley's by himself in the backfield. He's looking to pass immediately. He's looking for Arthur, who catches it. Oh! It would have been a spectacular catch just out of it, over his outstretched arms. Not sure who was in coverage. Maybe Abraham, number 22. Yep, Kel Abraham, I believe, was in the coverage there. They didn't call pass interference. I didn't see much there either. So it's 3rd and 9 from the 17. A great play there for the Tigers, though. Great idea. 8:56 to go in this fourth quarter. This is 4-down territory. 2 wide receivers to the far side. That's Jordan and Guerrero. Arthur's the running back to the left of Riley, and McCarthy's the wing. He goes in motion, and they hand off to Arthur, who then is looking for Riley as a receiver. A little trick play. Touchdown, Tigers! And actually, I saw that in warm-ups, and I said, I wonder if they're going to bring that out tonight. And they do. So they... Oh, there's an injured Bear at about the 5-yard line out of bounds. So, not a, looks like it might be cramps. Not too sure. That's what they're, oh yeah, cramps. As they're, or at least that's what they're, looks like they're dealing with there. He looked like he was in quite a bit of pain there, though. That touchdown, though, brings it 26-24, pending an extra point or 2-point conversion. With this injury timeout, we'll be back in 1 minute on Q94, your home of Houston Tiger football.
Want to make a lasting impression with your business? Elevate your brand with creative design and printing services from the Ozark Horse Trader. Business cards that leave a mark. Exquisite business stationery that speaks class. Envelopes that make a statement. Invitations that captivate. Your choices are limitless. The Ozark Horse Trader's professional typesetting and design services will set you apart. And top-notch printing and finishing will bring your vision to life. The Ozark Horse Trader. Your vision on print. In West Plains and at OzarkHorseTrader.com.
Crowley's Homeworks takes pride in helping turn your house into a home. When you shop at Crowley's Homeworks, we know you're going to love living in your home and inviting guests to enjoy it too. Whether it's home furnishings, bedding, or floor covering, we have solutions to your decorating needs. Crowley's Homeworks in Houston.
Crowley's Homeworks, turning houses in.
Tonight's game brought to you by sideline sponsors Birch Insurance, Mega Diesel Performance LLC, and Shelter Insurance agent Eric Barnett Wiseman. Now back to the field.
So after an injury timeout, after a touchdown play, it is 27-24, Houston with the lead over Ava. The injury seemed to be just cramps as the young man was able to walk off for Ava, so that is good to see. Hopefully he's able to get back into this game. That was quite the trick play. I did see it in warm-ups and wondered if it'd be brought out, kind of wondering why they did it in warm-ups. But great nonetheless. It was what we've seen, pretty much the Philly special that the Eagles brought out in the Super Bowl a few years ago. The quarterback, Riley, took the snap, handed off to Arthur. They were going to go around the right side. And then Arthur looked for his quarterback as a receiver. So Arthur has another passing touchdown on the season. He has one to Guerrera that won the overtime game against Pierce City in game one, and now he has one in this district game as he found his buddy DJ Riley for a 17-yard touchdown pass. Not only is Arthur a running back, a wide receiver, he is also quite the quarterback. He is, I think he might be 2 for 2 with 2 touchdowns. I'm not too sure on that. 8:50 to go in this fourth quarter of this district game. It's winner go home, Houston 27-24 lead, and they kick off to Ava. Merritt's going to pick it up inside his 20. He's looking down the sideline down there. He's almost tripped up and then pushed out of bounds at the, I assume, 30-something yard line. Not seeing a spot for it yet. And looks like it'll be the 34 is where Ava will start their drive. So we have 8:44 to go. Ava trailing 27-24. They're in their one formation of two. Wide receiver on either side, two wings, a fullback, and Aiden Lane, the quarterback, under center. Merritt goes in motion. They hand off to Evans up the middle. And it's a short gain, maybe a gain of one. Down to the 35. It'll be second and nine. Again, we've not seen Hunter Adams in this game besides as a punter, I believe, on the last thing. Oh, and the ball's loose! And Braden Richardson picks it up, and he might be in the end zone. Oh, he's taken down just short. Not sure what happened there. Merritt went in motion. Lane fumbled it somehow. We have a replay up here in the booth. That's fancy to say for high school football. Oh, Evans just ran into his quarterback, and it wasn't Richardson. It was Bryson Jordan who picked it up. There were three Tigers there. Ready to pick it up. McCarthy saw his buddy there and said, you take it. It was almost disastrous because they didn't know who wanted to take it. They're in there. Houston's up to the line of scrimmage quickly. Short yardage formation, and it'll be a false start, I believe. What a turn of events here. Uncharacteristic night for Ava. That's their second fumble, and they've had penalties that have killed their drives. Short yardage formation for Houston. Arthur takes the snap. And he's in the end zone for another touchdown. That's about a 2-yard touchdown for Jordan Arthur in this short yardage package, and we have a 33-24 lead for Houston pending an extra point or two-point conversion. Like I said, I've only followed this team for this season, but when you follow a team like this, you just get hyped for those young men, especially if you've played before. You really understand what they're going through a little bit anyway. Dylan Shelton's on the kick. Jacob Lee on the hold. He kicks, and that is, it hits the right upright, so it is no good. But Houston still has a 9-point lead, so that is two possessions, 33-24 here in the fourth quarter. And not sure what happened there. Possibly a penalty. There is a penalty on the play, which is very odd to see on an extra point. Now the referee's discussing with Coach Sloan. And they're going to accept the penalty, I believe, which will move it half the distance to the goal line. I think they ran into the kicker, so roughing the kicker. And they're going to go for two here in their short yardage package again that scored a couple touchdowns tonight. Arthur's going to be lined up as the Wildcat running back quarterback. He's going to be taking the snap, and they blow it dead. Not sure if it's a false start or not. It is on the Tigers, I believe. So moving forward, moving back. And we're going to move it again half the distance to the goal. Neutral zone infraction on the Bears. So even closer to the end zone. They're going to snap it to Arthur again, and he might have been almost body slammed there. It is no good, so it'll still stay the 9-point lead at 33-24. Still a two-possession game for Houston as they have that 9-point lead. 8:05 to go in this fourth quarter. What a turn of events here. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Q94, your home of Houston Tiger football.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
You're You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
Back here ready for a Tiger kickoff as they have a 33-24 lead with 8:05 to go in this fourth quarter. Quite a turn of events. They scored, taking a 27-24 lead, and then Aiden Lane and Gunnar Evans on the fullback quarterback matchup fumbled. Didn't really see what happened there. Don't know if they ran into each other or Lane wanted to keep it for himself, but they fumbled. Bryce and Jordan picked it up somewhere in between the 20 and 30-yard line and returned it to the 2-yard line. And then Houston scores on a Jordan Arthur short-yard touchdown run. Houston now kicks off. Hutchison has it. He fakes the reverse to Merritt, and he's going to get down near the 50-yard line. So great starting position for Ava to get back into this game. Can't help but be excited when big things, big plays like that happen. Ava will start this drive at the 48-yard line, their own 48-yard line. Wide receivers are in tight, two wings and a fullback, and Lane is the quarterback under center. Merritt goes in motion, and they pitch to him on the far side, and he is stopped for no gain. Looks to be, anyway. It'll be 2nd and 10 from the 48-yard line. And this is when an offense like this can hurt you if you can't score quickly. Wide receivers are out wide now. Otherwise, same formation with Lane under center. Loeb comes in motion, but they fake the handoff to Evans. Lane still has it. He's making a couple guys miss, and he's down to the 40, 35. He stops, and then Jordan Arthur finally gets him, and then he fumbles again. But they're going to say he was down before he fumbled. And Jordan Arthur's pleading with the referees that he forced that fumble, which he did hit Lane pretty hard. Lane just stopped and was like a deer in the headlights, and everybody was looking at each other. Oh, that's awfully close on a replay up in the booth here. I don't know. But they're going to give it to Ava. He's down to the 30-yard line. Gain of 22 on that play for Lane. And he hands off to Loeb up the middle, and he's going to get inside the 25-yard line down to about the 21. So a gain of 9 for Loeb. And Ava's now in a hurry-up offense as much as they can be with this type of offense. Wide receivers out wide, Lane under center. Loeb in motion. They give the handoff to Evans up the middle, and he's going to get to the inside the 20 down to about the 17-yard line. So a gain of 4 for Evans on that carry, and it'll be 1st and 10 from about the 17-yard line. Wide receivers in tight. Lane takes the snap. He hands off to Merritt. He's trying to find room around the far side, but he finds none. I think he lost a yard on that play. Actually, they'll give him no gain. Actually, they give him a yard, I guess. So to the 16-yard line, it's 2nd and 9. Same formation, wide receivers in tight, Lane under center. Merritt goes in motion, and they pitch to Loeb, who's got a wide receiver wide open, and he catches it. Actually, that was Merritt on the toss to Loeb, so a little trick play there for the Bears of their own, and that brings it to 33-30. Loeb on the reception from the pass from Merritt. And that was a 16-yard pass from Merritt to Loeb. They are going to go for 2, as is customary for this Bear team. Loeb comes in motion. They fake the handoff to Evans at the middle. And Merritt's looking for some room, and I think he got in for the 2-point conversion. So it is 33-32 with 5:44 to go in this fourth quarter. We'll be back in 30 seconds for the kickoff on Q94, your home of Houston Tiger football.
With all the rain, wind, and hail, it may be time to check out your roof. A new roof is more energy efficient and can improve your home's value. If it's time for a new roof, CHC has 2 major brands of shingles in stock, right here, right now. Metal roofing options are available to order, including textured and standing seam. Get roofing materials at CHC in Cabool, Houston, and Mountain Grove.
CHC Home Center, right here, right now.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
All I can say is this is a dandy of a ball game that probably no one anticipated. A 6 seed versus a 3 seed, and these teams matched up before, and it was 43-7. Right now it's 33-32 with the 6 seed with the lead. 5:44 to go in this fourth quarter. Other matchups that we have scores for that are unexpected, Liberty is still leading Catholic 12-8, but that's in the fourth quarter. So they've been scoreless so far in that second half. Merritt kicks off for the Tigers. It's a bad kick, and it's going to go out of bounds. So Houston will probably start from the 35-yard line. And that's what it'll be. So with 5:44 to go, Houston will start their drive at the 35-yard line. Oh, at 40-yard line in high school, I suppose. Quite the game, back and forth. Houston had a 9-point lead. And now it's down to one. They're starting it at the 45-yard line now. I color me confused. Tie formation for the Tigers, a running back to the right of Riley. Wings are Jordan and McCarthy. They give the handoff to Arthur, and he's going to get to about the 49, pretty close to the 50-yard line, but they're going to mark him at the 49. So a gain of four for Arthur. It'll be second down and six. And Houston may try and play the game Ava plays, try and give it back to them by taking as much time off the clock as they can. They're up to the line of scrimmage. Same formation. And you don't have to really worry about a pass here. Ava loads the box. Arthur takes a direct snap. He's looking for some room. He's going to get over the 50-yard line, down to the opposite 49-yard line, so a gain of two. It'll be third and four for the Tigers from the 49-yard line of Ava. Riley's jogging in from the sideline with the play call. And they're in their short yardage package. Riley's out as a wide receiver. They have their heavy package. Arthur takes the snap. He's looking around the far side. He's got some room. He's got even more room. He's got a first down. And he's going to be down to the 32-yard line, I believe. It is down to the 37-yard line, excuse me. So that's I think it's closer to the, no, it is a 37. They're right for once. Gain of 12 for Arthur on that carry. We have 4 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. Two wide receivers to this near side, running back to the left of Riley. That is Jordan. Riley gets the high snap. He corrals it. He's going to take the snap himself, and he's going to get to about the 35-yard line. And with 3:48 to go, Ava's going to use their first timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Q94, your home of Houston Tiger football.
Turn right at the next stoplight.
I don't need to turn right here. I know where I'm going.
Rerouting. Make a U-turn.
I don't even know why I'm using my GPS for this trip.
Getting directions to Medlock's Body Shop.
Sometimes not following GPS can take you off-roading unexpectedly. Thankfully, Medlock's Body Shop can fix that. Medlock's Body Shop in Houston. We can fix that. The car, not the stubborn driver.
Tonight's game brought to you by sideline sponsors Birch Insurance, Mega Diesel Performance LLC, and shelter insurance agent Erica Barnett Wiseman. Now back to the field.
Back here with 3:48 to go in this fourth quarter, second down and eight from the 35. Houston up to the line of scrimmage. Guerrero is out wide here to the near side. Arthur's to the far side. Running back is Jordan. Now Arthur comes in motion. They fake to him and hand off to Jordan around the far side. Short gain, if he got anything. Going to say no gain there. So it'll be third down and eight from the 35 for the Tigers. At this point, take your time. Make sure you have the right play call. The ball is in your court with you having a one-point lead. Guerrero is going to stay out wide to the near side here. Tigers up to the line of scrimmage. Tight formation. Jordan's a wide receiver out to the far side, as is Arthur. Riley's by himself. Takes a snap. He hands off to Arthur, who's around the near side here. He's fighting for yardage. I think he's got a first down as he's inside the 25-yard line. And that will be a first down. He gets to the 24-yard line, so a gain of 11 for Arthur. and it'll be 1st and 10 from the 24-yard line. Inside 3 minutes to play here. Ava can stop the clock. They have 2 timeouts, but they're not using them here. 2.5 minutes in this fourth quarter. Riley's out as a wide receiver, so they're using their short yardage heavy package. Arthur will get the carry. Direct snap. When he takes it, he's waiting for that play clock to go down. He takes the snap. He's looking around the right side. He's got a little bit of room. He's breaking some tackles. He's spinning down, and I think he's inside the 15-yard line down to the 14. So that might be another first down. That will be a first down. They got him down to, I have him at the 14, so a gain of 10 there for Arthur. It's 1st and 10 from the 14. Actually, they do mark him at the 13 now, so a gain of 11. Ava's not using their timeouts, and we have 2 minutes left in this game. Same package for Houston, and they're just running down the clock inside 10 seconds on the play clock. Arthur's going to take the snap with two on it. He takes it himself. He's around the far side, and he's going to get a gain of about, let's see where they mark him first. Ava will be taking a timeout this time. He gets to exactly the 10-yard line, so a gain of 3 for Arthur on that carry. It'll be 2nd and 7 from the 10, and Ava takes a timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Q94, your home of Houston Tiger football.
It happens. Even when you're careful, you lose a stone in your engagement ring, or the prongs holding your gemstone wear out. Sometimes it's the chain of your gold or silver necklace that breaks. When your jewelry needs repaired or a gemstone needs replaced, count on the jewelry repair company that 20 stores use for their repairs. Take it to Dependable Jewelry Repair on Main Street in Houston. Dependable Jewelry Repair. Jewelry restored to perfection.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
Back here with 1:45 to go in the fourth quarter of a one-point game. It's got me out of my seat. Gotta see how this ends. I'm very anxious for this Tiger team. It'll be 2nd and 7 from the 10-yard line. 1:45 to go. 33-32 is the Tiger lead, and I think they're going to stay in their short yardage heavy package. Riley's out wide. Arthur's the direct snap, wildcat kind of formation. The three players. Arthur takes the snap. He's going to hand off to Gordon, who's going to walk it into the end zone. A little reverse there for Bryson Jordan on the handoff from Arthur. Makes it 39-32. There's no penalties. I'm trying to almost quadruple check, because I feel like some players are not as excited as I think they should be. That was a 10-yard touchdown run for Bryson Jordan, pending an extra point. Jacob Lee is on to hold for Dylan Shelton. Snap, hold, kick is up, and it's good this time. It is 40-32 with 1:40 to go in this fourth quarter. So the worst that can happen is we go to overtime. They've been using this heavy short yardage package quite a bit tonight with Jordan Arthur as a wildcat running back. He takes the direct snap. They throw in a little wrinkle, bring Bryson Jordan in on a little almost reverse-like play and hand off to him, and that's how we have a 10-yard touchdown run for him with 1:40 to go. This is not the game probably anyone anticipated. I know it wasn't what I anticipated, especially with the Week 6 matchup of Ava winning 43-7. So the fact that it's been back and forth like this is quite fun and made it quite interesting, as it is winner-go-home season. We're getting ready for the kickoff. Again, 1:40 to go. Houston with an 8-point lead, 40-32, the number 6 seed over the 3 seed currently. Dylan Shelton will be kicking for Houston. Kick is up, and it's deep. Hutchison fumbles it a little bit. He fakes the handoff to Merritt. He picked it up at about the 20. He's got some room, and he's going to be brought down at about the 41-yard line in Bear territory. So with 1:33, that's where Ava will start their possession. Needing a touchdown and a 2-point conversion, they'll start at their own 40-yard line. They only have one timeout, using two on that defensive possession. And we'll be seeing uncharacteristic pass plays. Hunter Adams is into the game now for the Bears at his fullback position. Hasn't played all game until now. Aiden Lane takes the snap, and he passes to Kyle Pitts, and it's complete for 7 yards. So second and three from the 47. Ava's looking at their wristbands for the play call. Pitts got out of bounds, so the clock is stopped at 1:29. Adams is probably just a decoy for most of this, I would assume. Aiden's looking to pass, and that should be intentional grounding, unless there was a receiver in the area, but I don't think there was. Maybe Adams was there. Braden Richardson, with the pressure on Aiden Lane, forces the incompletion. 1:26. With the clock stopped on that incompletion, and it's third and three from the 47-yard line. Have not seen Hunter Adams in his fullback position until just now. Lane takes the snap, picks the handoff, and he finds Loeb, who falls down and then fumbles. I think they'll say he's down by contact, and the ground forced the fumble, but Loeb gets to the 50-yard line. It was third and three, and they're going to give him the first down. So, first down from the 50-yard line. That was a gain of three for Loeb. Clock is running, though. He fell down inbounds. He fakes a motion. They fake the handoff to Adams, and they toss it to Merritt around the far side. If they can keep him inbounds, that'll be good, but they don't. He gets out of bounds at about the 39-yard line. So a gain of 11 for Merritt on the carry. Clock is stopped as he got out of bounds with 1:06 to go. Not sure what kept Hunter Adams out of the game until now, but he is in his fullback position. He has not been seen a carry or a pass attempt yet. Lane under center. They hand off to Loeb around the near side here, and Dotson and McCarthy keep him in bounds, and he gets to about the 36-yard line, so a gain of three for Loeb, and it's second down in seven. 47 seconds to go. Merritt goes in motion. They toss to him around the far side, keep him in bounds. He's got a little bit of room, but he's going to be brought down at about the inside the 30, down to the 20. They got to the 27-yard line. So it'll be a gain of about 8 on the play. Gain of about 8 for Merritt on that carry, and we have an injury on the field, a Tiger injury. So with 40 seconds to go, at 40 to 32 lead, Ava driving. We're going to take a timeout for an injury timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Q94.
With all the rain, wind, and hail, it may be time to check out your roof. A new roof is more energy efficient and can improve your home's value. If it's time for a new roof, CHC has two major brands of shingles in stock, right here, right now. Metal roofing options are available to order, including textured and standing seam. Get roofing materials at CHC in Kabul, Houston, and Mountain Grove.
CHC Home Center, right here, right now.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
40 seconds to go in this fourth quarter. Houston with a 40-32 lead. Ava started this possession at their own 40-yard line. They're down inside Houston territory at the 27. We did have an injury timeout for a Houston player. He was able to get up and walk off on his own, so he will probably be able to come back into this game. He'll have to stay out for this play. But with that injury timeout, then Houston took their own timeout. They have two left. So we are still waiting to start this play again. Ava driving, like I said, at the 27-yard line. It's first and 10, 40 seconds to go. We have not seen Hunter Adams, their star running back, fullback, until this drive. We saw him, I believe, as a punter once in the third quarter, and now we see him on this last drive. Not sure why he was out, but he is in now. We have one wide receiver out wide to the near side for Ava. Otherwise, it's a tight formation. Lane under center. Merritt goes in motion. They fake the handoff there. They pass to Browning, who's looking for Loeb, and it's picked off. Picked off. It was in double coverage. Picked off by Jordan Arthur in the end zone. There are no penalties. No penalties for interference. It was in double coverage. A little trick play that scored a touchdown to make it 32-33 did not work this time. Houston adjusted and was ready for it. Lane faked a handoff, then tossed it to Browning. Browning threw it up for Loeb, I believe, and in double coverage, Jordan Arthur picks it off. He's been all over the field tonight. And with 32 seconds to go, Ava only has one timeout. Houston will be able to run out the clock and upset the number 3 seed Bears. And a little miscommunication here. Houston's going to take a timeout. Riley was signaling to Coach Sloan what to do here, if they wanted to kneel or not. So they get that fixed. They have to take a timeout anyway. But Houston's already back, go to the line of scrimmage, and Coach Sloan is walking to the sideline. What a heck of a game. Six-seed Houston upsetting, or not official yet, but looking to upset the number 3 seed Bears. Ava 7-2 on the season. Houston 5-4. And Houston has a 40-32 lead. We had not seen Hunter Adams all night until that last drive. And I don't think Ava's even going to use their last timeout. Houston took a knee, and that'll be it. As the clock is running out, Houston upsets the number 3 seed Ava Bears 40-32 in Ava. So a complete turnaround of the first matchup in week 6. What an amazing game. Excited for these young men of Houston, and they will be facing the winner of the Springfield Catholic Liberty game next week. If Catholic wins, it'll be in Houston. If Liberty wins, it'll be at Liberty. We'll be back in 3 minutes to recap this game on Q94, your home of Houston Tiger football.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
With all the rain, wind, and hail, it may be time to check out your roof. A new roof is more energy efficient and can improve your home's value. If it's time for a new roof, CHC has two major brands of shingles in stock,
right here, right now. Metal roofing options are available to order, including textured and standing seam. Get roofing materials at CHC in Kabul, Houston, and Mountain Grove.
CHC Home Center, right here, right now.
Want to make a lasting impression with your business? Elevate your brand with creative design and printing services from the Ozark Horse Trader. Business cards that leave a mark, exquisite business stationery that speaks class, envelopes that make a statement, invitations that captivate. Your choices are limitless. The Ozark Horse Trader's professional typesetting and design services will set you apart, and top-notch printing and finishing will bring your vision to life. The Ozark Horse Trader, your vision on print. In West Plains and at OzarkHorseTrader.com.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
Back here in Douglas County with the Houston Tigers upsetting the number 3 seed Ava Bears 40-32. To recap the stats for this game, the Bears totaled 44 carries for 315 yards. In the second half, they ran 20 times for 180. In the second half, Merritt had 4 carries for 24, so he ended with 7 carries for 39 yards. Lane, the quarterback, had 4 carries in the second half for 24 yards, so he finished with 8 carries for 38. Lobb had 13 carries total, 7 in the second half and 69 yards in the second half. He had over 100 yards on those 13 carries. Evans had 16 carries total, 5 in the second half, and 13 yards. Throwing-wise, Lane was 6 for 11 and about 50, 60 yards. We also had a Merritt to Loeb connection. That was a touchdown as well. And in the second half, Loeb had a 16-yard run that made it 24 with a two-point conversion, and then in the fourth quarter, it was that Merritt to Loeb connection on a little trick play, and the two-point conversion was good there. That made it 32. For Houston, they ran 48 times total for 294 yards. In the second half, Arthur had 11 carries for 79 yards. Jordan had 8 for 27, and Riley 8 for 25 in the second half. In total, McCarthy, don't forget about him. He had 1 carry for 7 yards. So, in total, Arthur had 19 carries for 119 yards. Bryson Jordan had 15 carries for 95 yards. Riley had 12 carries for 70 yards. And McCarthy had 2 carries and 10 yards. There was, in the second half, an Arthur touchdown run, 24 yards, and the two-point conversion was no good. That made it 20 for the Tigers. Then in the fourth quarter, Arthur had a 17-yard touchdown pass to Riley on their own trick play, and the kick was good. Then there was an Arthur 2-yard touchdown run after a fumble recovery by Bryson Jordan. The kick was no good, and the two-point was no good, so that made it 33-32. And then Bryson Jordan had a 10-yard touchdown run, and the extra point was good, and that made it 40-32, which was our final. Now, as far as districts goes, Houston will go on to play next week. And if the last report I got is true, they will play Liberty. They beat Springfield Catholic in another close game, in a low-scoring game, 12-8. So instead of Liberty seeing Houston again in Houston, Houston will travel to Liberty this time. Thayer beat Clever 37-7, so Thayer will drive up to Fairgrove to face them next week. Kabul lost their game, and so their season is over, 61-0, a loss to Miller. Mountain Grove beat Salem 42-8, so Mountain Grove will move on, and Salem is over for their season. And in other area interest, Rogersville beat Marshfield 34-14, so Rogersville will go to West Plains next week, and I believe Rogersville may have beat West Plains when they played earlier this year, so that will be an intriguing matchup as they go to West Plains possibly once again. As for this game, Houston will go to Liberty next week. I assume on good information that that game will air on 96.9 the Fox like it did last week, and that game will be brought by Gary Lee if I have to give a guess. Instead, for tonight, Houston wins, upsets number 3 seed Ava 40-32. For Dylan Groves back in the studio. For Hannah Ballou, my statistician, I am Curtis Ballou saying good night from Ava.
And that's going to do it for a night of Tiger football on your Mountain of Rock Q94. Again, brought to you in part by West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Dependable jewelry repair. State Farm Insurance, see Justin Shelby. Simmons Bank. Medlock's Body Shop. Crowley's Homeworks. CHC Home Center. And Bailey Chevrolet. It's Houston Tiger football on your Mountain of Rock Q94. Join us next week for another Tiger football game.
Rock Q94.